Erev Shabbos Kodesh Zois Chukas HaTorah. The Shiur today is actually discussed by a number of Darshanim, Sefer Chaim Sheish Behem, Ma'adani Shmuel, Sefer from Rav Chaim Kamil named Imri Chaim, Sefer from Rav Tzvi Shpitz named Mishpatei HaTorah. We're going to say it over, we're going to give over the Shiur, almost verbatim, from the Sefer Drashas HaMagid, from the Yerushalmi Magid, Rav Shapsi Yudalevich. I was zeichet to hear this shir for the first time many years ago from his son, Rav Aryeh Shlita, who heard it from his father, who heard it from him. So it's chaviv to me this way, and that's why I'm going to say it over. Everybody has their knetch, how they say it. We're going to be comparing Yiftach of the Haftarah to Avner Bener. Chazal tell us about Yiftach. Beperish of Chazal say, even though he was a tzaddik and a Yerush Shemayim, Tanchuma and Parshas Mechukais says, still he was not a Ben Torah. So, the mission of his, Le'amar Chosid, Ebor Yerichet. So as great as he was, the great Yerush Shemayim that he had, Yiftach B'Derek, Shmuel B'Derek, Yiftach was not a Ben Torah. There was something lacking in what he should have had. We'll see. Masha'en Kain, Avner Bener, we're going to see tremendous. Chazal say he was a lovey b'tayr, a lion in tayr. We're going to show what that was able to do to him. This is the two contrasts. So here we go. In the Haftarah, we're taught about Yiftach, who originated from an area called Gilad, but he was sent away by his family, by his brothers, the great Bizyonis, and he had to move to a place called Eretz Toiv. And over there, he had a little band of merry men who came around him, and they formed a little army, and they would go out and do little army things, little raids here and there. Now one day the Jewish people were suffering from a new problem from Amon. Amon was attacking Bnei Yisrael. They didn't have an army that could deal with him. All they had, all they knew about, was Yiftach's army. So they went to Yiftach and they said, can you please come and fight against Bnei Amon for us? And Yiftach's initial reaction was, well, you kicked me away, you don't want me. And they said, no, we're going to reinstate you, we'll make you our leader, just come and fight this war for us. So Yiftach agreed, he discusses it, and Haftarah, the terms. And then, he tries to make shalom with Bnei Amon, like it says in Haftarah. It doesn't help, it doesn't really work against the enemies of the Jewish people. So Yiftach's about to go off to war, and he makes a neder. We know that Yaakov Avinu made a neder b'shas Sarah when he was leaving his parents' house after the dream. He made a neder, and there's a halacha to make a neder b'is Sarah. So Yiftach made a neder b'is Sarah, but the Medrash says Hashem was not pleased with his neder, because before you make a neder, says the Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas B'chukosai, you have to know Dinei Nedarim, and you can mean well, but if you don't know Dinei Nedarim, do not even make a neder. And that's what the Tanchuma says the story is coming to teach us. We'll see. What does Yiftach say? Im nasein titin es bnei amin biyadi. Hashem, if you just give me over, he's davening to Hashem. This is, he knows his chus. There's only tefillah through Hashem. I'm making a nether. Hashem, if you let me win this war, v'haya hayoytzei asher yeytzei vidalsei beisi. Whatever goes out of my house, hayoytzei asher yeytzei, whatever will walk out of my house first, v'krasi towards me, v'shuvi b'shalim bnei amin, when I come back, I'll bring it up for a carbon oila. He goes off to war. Chazal say, what kind of neder was that? Gemara in Tainis says also, maybe it will be a kelev, maybe it will be a gomel, something that's not roi from the Zbeach. You're imagining a carbon is going to come out of behemoth for a carbon. Why don't you think of all the possibilities? Think of all the halachic ramifications. He doesn't think about that. Says the Chum, he wasn't a bentayr, even though he means well. He's a Yari Shamayim. And he goes after war, and city after city of Amun falls before him. When he comes back, everybody's celebrating, everyone's dancing. The new leader, Yiftach, is brought back to his hometown, where his family now is waiting for him. And the Torah tells us, the Navi tells us, that according to Moshe Farshim, he only had a wife and a daughter. It's all he had. A wife and daughter, and she wasn't even yet married. And she's sitting at home. She's all excited. My father won the war, brought a Kiddush Hashem to Klal Yisrael, and now for sure I'm going to get a great Shidduch, no question. She's going to want to get a Chashav Ebacher. She's sitting at home waiting to see her father, and everyone's celebrating. And she hears in the distance the sound that's coming closer and closer to her house. She's all excited. And suddenly, she recognizes the figure of her father in the distance. He's getting closer. She jumps up, runs out of the house, falls on her father, hugging him. But she sees her father doesn't look too pleased. Her father looks, adirabba, looks broken. He's ripping his clothing. He's crying as his whole life was destroyed. "What's the matter, Tata?" she says. "Oh, you remember," he says, "before I went to war, I made an edge of the first thing to come out of my house is going to be a carbon ayla." And he faints. She realizes now what the problem is. She realizes why her father was so sad. "Father, father," she wakes him up and she says to him, and a lot of what we're saying is actually in this Tanchuma and the Alka Shemayni. "Father, father, you don't plan on shechting me. I am your daughter. I am your whole life. I am your only child." But he's a tough man. He's a soldier. And as much as he loves her, he made a neder. And he's scared to go against Ratzon Hashem. He made a neder. He's a Yari Shemayim. She just says, "No, the halacha, that you don't make such a neder, and there's a taras adar for such a neder. We'll see soon." "Sorry, my daughter," he says. "I made a neder. We're not over a neder. Jews are not over an adarim. We're fear of Hashem. We don't go against the neder that we made." She says to him, "Listen, in the Torah it speaks about korbanos. It never says anything about bringing a human sacrifice. The Torah maybe speaks against human sacrifice. It only speaks about minat behema, minat bakar, minat sain. It doesn't speak about people." "Sorry, my daughter. I made a neder," says Nachuman b'chukaisai. "I have to keep my neder. That's what Hashem wants from me," he mistakenly insists. "I have a raya," she says. "Yaakov Avinu made a neder b'shas Sarah. He's going to give ma'aser from everything. He had 12 children. Did he give one of his children ma'aser to Hashem? Was he marking him as a carbon? Maybe Levi set aside, but did he bring him as a carbon?" Or she says, Shmuel's mother, Chana. She said, "If you give me a child, I'll give her over to Hashem all days of his life." Did she bring him as a carbon? "No. She had him work for the Beis HaMikdash. She'll give me something like that." "No," he says. "I made a neder. I have to keep the neder." And he says it out of great Yiras Shemayim. And she says to him, "Can I go to the Sanhedrin? Can I go speak to them?" He says, "Okay, I'm giving you 2 months. Now during those 2 months, Chazal explained, based on the Pesukim and Shaiftim, the Bnei Ephraim heard what Yiftach plans on doing. They immediately came to attack him. "You don't kill your daughter." He waged a war against them, and he killed thousands of Bnei Ephraim. Meanwhile, his daughter comes to the Sanhedrin. She asks them, "What's the halacha?" And the Medrash says they did not know what to say. Hashem hid from them as a punishment for having killed all those people who he had just killed, the Bnei Ephraim. So everything's slipping out of control, going downhill. But tell us Chazal, Gemara and Tainus, and the Medrash says, the same Medrash, that there was one other thing that he could do. He could go to the Gadol Hadar, which was Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, who was alive, who was a Kohen Gadol, and ask him to do Ataras Adarim. Or Pinchas could go to him and say, "Listen, Yiftach, I heard what there was going on, these rumors that you plan on killing your daughter." But says Chazal, that Yiftach said, "I'm the Reish of Klal Yisrael now. I'm their general. It's not their chair to me to go. So I'm Tassim Lech Alech HaMelech. Melech Shemachal HaKvoy De'in Kvoy De'machal. King can't just be Mazal of his covenant." He wasn't a king. He was a Shaifa. He was a Katzin. He was not a Melech. He's allowed to go. But he didn't know that because he wasn't a Ben Taira. As Isaac Chazal. He wasn't a Ben Taira. Says Mamash on this. And Pinchas, why didn't Pinchas go? Say Chazal. Pinchas said, "I'm the Kohen Gadol. I should go to this general." Pinchas got punished. He lost Ruach HaKodesh for many, many years. Yiftach, say Chazal, says in the Pasuk, when it came time for him to die, Vayikberu, Vayikaver, and he buried him, Ba'arei Gilad, in the cities of Gilad. Why doesn't it say in the city of Gilad? What's Ba'arei? Say Chazal, he got punished that he was losing body parts. His limbs were falling off. And ever they fell off, they buried him. So he got buried in a whole bunch of different places. Yiftach could have done Ataras Adarim. He didn't do it. because there was some issue with COVID, and he's not the right thing to go, and he had his mistakes. It's based on having great Yiras Shemayim and being a tremendous tzaddik and saving Klal Yisrael. But a lack of being a Ben Torah made such awful mistakes. And again, of course, Chazal say Yiftach v'derek Yishmo v'darei. So there's no question that everything is according to his level and according to his generation. This is what was going on. But still, there is, according to Chazal, the Chazal are always critical to teach us lessons. We don't really know what went on anybody back in those days, like Rav Dessler tells us. But this is a lesson to teach us, that he wasn't a Ben Torah. And because of that, he made a neder when he shouldn't have made a neder. And he had terrible, terrible punishment. And at the end, his daughter, Machlaikis. Most of Farshi at Tanakh say that he didn't actually kill her, but he locked her away to live alone in solitude the rest of her life and not get married. Medish Rabba says with favors that he killed her. Terrible, terrible story. Because as great as he was not a Ben Torah. On the other hand, we find someone who Chazal say was a Ben Torah. Avner Bener. Avner Bener was originally the general of Shaul for many, many years. On the other hand, the general of David HaMelech was Yoav. There was a lot of wars between the two. And in one of them, Avner killed Yoav's brother, Ashoel. But one day, Shaul's melucha came to an end, and Avner decided to move over and go with David HaMelech. So he came before David, and he made peace with David, and David was very pleased, and David was very proud to have someone like Avner join his ranks. And Avner left the palace, and then Yoav walked in, and David said, "You heard? Avner joined us." And Yoav, who considered himself a Goyal Adam because his brother Ashoel had been killed a while back by Avner, told David, "Oh really, which way did he head? I want to go talk to him." And Yoav went over to Avner, and they met by the gate of the city. And these two great generals from two great kings, from two great sides, Shaul and David, they're meeting. And what are they talking about? Latest weapons? Tactics? No. Gemara tells us that they were talking about Torah. They were talking about what they were learning in their yeshivas. And Yoav, who had a very, very nasty plan, tells Avner, "I'm holding in a sugya in Yibam, and I was wondering, we were discussing in yeshiva, what do you do with Yavama that doesn't have hands, Chamana Litzlan, or something happened to her hands, and she wants to do chalitza? How could you take off the shoe? What's the halacha? Is there a din chalitza? Not a din chalitza, she can't take it off." So Avner said, "What's the problem? She can take it off with her teeth. With her teeth, she'll take off the Yavama's shoes." So they have the shoe. So Avner said, "What? How do you take off a shoe with teeth? Those are just things. Doesn't make any sense." So Avner said, "I'll show you." And Avner bent over by Yoav to take off Yoav's shoe with Avner's own teeth. And that was the moment that Yoav had planned and was waiting for. He knew Avner would get caught up in learning. He knew Avner would get so absorbed in the Torah he wouldn't pay attention, because Avner was known as a lovey ship of Torah, a lion of Torah in the words of Chazal. So what did he do at that moment? He pulled out his sword and he stabbed Avner. Now, Medrash tells us that Avner Bener was so strong, physically strong, Yalkut Shemani Yirmiyo, he's called the Gibayrim of Milchama, and he was so strong that if the world would have a handle, Lashon of Chazal, he could grab onto the planet Earth, or whatever the world is, even the whole world, and give it a shake. The whole planet Earth. Ululi Hayola Aretz Makim Nachizbay, he would be able to shake it. All of Machane Yisrael he could deal with physically. And as he was dying, from being stabbed by Yoav, he grabbed onto Yoav, says the Medrash, and he started shaking him like a spool of yarn, and he was about to kill him, he was about to crush him to death. As he was dying, he was going to take revenge from Yoav for having killed him. And the Yidden came running over to him and said, "Avner, if you kill Yoav, we'll be left with no general, and who will help us with the Plishtim problem?" But Avner wasn't convinced, and Avner said, "Okay, but what about the fact that he just killed me? I'm dying." So he said, "Take him to a din Torah in Shemayim." Avner said, "Okay, accept," and opened his hand and released him. And then Avner died on the spot, and Yoav survived. This is something which you cannot understand, we can't relate to. This is amazing. Amazing Madrega. Where does someone get such kaiches for? He has every right to go along and kill him. He's in his hands. He has the strength. And he insists that there has to be a comment for what happened over here. This is what he felt the right thing was to do. But he realizes that it's more important. Klal Yisrael should stay. Where did he get those kaiches from? So Chazal say, because he was Lavi Katayra, he was a lion of Tyra. That gave him unbelievable kaiches. We see the Maila, the kaiches, a tremendous kaiches and effort of someone who is a Ben Tyra. And Le'alena, we see what happens if someone is lacking and could have had more Tyra. Let us grab the moment, go to Beis Medrash, be Amal in Tyra, be in Chatzar Beis Hashem, Kol Chayenu, Shifti Beis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayai. Get more and more and build up our level until we become a Ben Tyra. Good Shabbos.